I, possibly like you, am stood in front of what we call the hide. This is a small wooden structure which you're welcome to go and sit in for quiet contemplation or reflection. Or maybe to sit in and watch the flowers, the insects and the humans that grow in front of and around the hide. Turn around. I currently now have my back to the hide and I'm looking across past the old ivy gates to a much larger, similar wooden structure that we call the hearth. It's situated in front of the imposing, almost ostentatious physics building and faces the front door of the Vice Chancellor's residence that forms part of Royal Fort Lodge. The temporary structure of the hearth is a living studio or an outdoor classroom that's been designed to be used by migratory humans and non-humans that visit the university. Its design was partly inspired by a paper about the architecture of the so-called Calais jungle camp in France, where refugees migrating from other parts of the world waited and sometimes attempted to reach the UK to seek asylum. It's also where many from the UK, including many from Bristol, went to provide solidarity and support. I visited the camp in 2015, shortly before it was bulldozed, its human occupants displaced, and the site replaced by a nature reserve. It feels like a world away from a place like this, but the experience remains with me, in memory and in my body, and as a memory of how entangled our lives are with those of other humans and non-humans across the planet. The structures here take inspiration from that ad hoc architecture of the jungle, but they also become symbolic structures of shelter and bordering. The outside of the hearth, you can see, is angular and interruptive, if dwarfed by the institutional monoliths around it. The entrances are not direct, and the pathways not entirely clear. But once inside, the space becomes more social, more hospitable. Benches and a table which can be converted into a fire pit for occasional events. And there is a blackboard, a bit of a nod to traditional modes of knowledge exchange, as well as to artists like Joseph Beuys. But the blackboard's also a blank space for people to make a mark, to leave words, questions, imaginings, crude drawings. The hearth is a place where difficult or unusual conversations might happen. Conversations about migration, about power, about racism, climate change, war, about ourselves and our entanglement to the complexity of the world. We've created these structures and the plots they stand in as a beginning for some of these conversations. It's up to you to continue them.